It is 90.3 KEXP, and we stream all over the world at KEXP.org. My name is Troy Nelson. I am very excited to have this band here, all the way from Tucson, Arizona, a band that I recently saw at a local venue here in Seattle, and I loved them so much, I asked if they would come to KEXP, and thankfully, they are here. So ladies and gentlemen, I bring to you Fox Bodies.
It's the crowd roaring.
It's a big crowd.
Yeah. Hi, thank you for having us.
Of course.
Thank you.
Have at it.
Every time you walk into the room, see you there, say how are you?
One of my new favorite bands, Fox Bodies, everybody. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you so much for having us.
No, you're awesome. No, that was fantastic, you guys. I was as I was saying earlier, I was at Slim's Last Chance, and you know, usually you're at a venue and you hear that there's a three-band bill or a four-band bill, and you know, a lot of times the opening band is usually not exceptional, and you're just sitting there like, okay, and you just go back and hang out with your friends or whatever. But when you guys got up there and played, it was phenomenal. You guys are a great live band, and I think more people need to know about you.
Thank you. Oh, that's like nicer than our parents. So much support. I feel uncomfortable. Thank you.
That's of course, really nice. Absolutely. So tell the people that don't know Fox Bodies, tell a little bit about yourselves, where you're from, and how you guys all got together and everything, because I myself would love to know.
Well, Matt, Bella, and I used to all live together.
Matt and I are brother and sister. I'm Bella.
I'm Bailey.
Bella and Matt have the same last name and the same parents. And that started at birth. So about 22 years ago, this band started forming.
Bella and I met in college and kind of loosely started making music together. And then Matt actually moved from Portland to Tucson with us. And we all three kind of like loosely were jamming together, and like Matt and I kind of had this more doo-woppy, surfy band we were kind of trying to start. Mm-hmm. And then enter Bella
and
Adam.
And then yeah. enter us. So, and then Adam and I...
Yeah, me and Bella worked together.
Where at?
Used to work mm-hmm. at a movie theater in Tucson called The Loft Cinema. Mm-hmm. And Bella was just like, yo, I need to start a band.
Yeah, let's
I was really like, sad. I need to start yelling about stuff.
And so you and Matt are brothers.
Yeah, I'm a boy.
Sorry. Jesus. Matt is your brother.
I don't confuse them for the radio, though. They don't
Brothers
actually
of
know.
The soul.
I don't want anyone assuming my gender, so keep it exactly how it is.
Oh, man. How long have I been doing this interview thing? Anyway.
Please don't worry about it.
So Matt is your brother.
Yeah. yeah.
But he happens to be twice as tall.
Yeah. He took it all.
Yeah.
I mean,
we're replicas of our great-grandparents. Right. If you look at a picture from, like, 1940-something, it's like we're the same heights as
except
them.
They were married.
Yeah.
And we're not. Yeah. But we look exactly
our,
like them.
Our great grandma's still around. They're the same height.
Yeah.
I mean, it's amazing. Yeah. yeah.
It's very odd.
Can all you radio listeners see how the height difference is?
Isn't this crazy, you guys, how short I am?
I mean, look how tall he is, everybody. Yeah. That's fascinating.
He's like 6'5", 6'6", by the way.
Yeah.
And I'm 5'3". Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah. So you guys do have a recording. I have a CD at my house, but are you guys working on some new stuff? Are you going to do an official album?
We are.
Yeah, what's the deal with that?
Yeah, so we have, I mean, our first album is What You Have. That was like our official first album.
Great.
We're working on our second album right now. I think we have about 6 songs, but we're trying not to play them.
Right.
We're trying to like keep it as a secret, and it's really hard.
That would be tough.
Yeah.
And when are you guys going to try to do the whole thing, like press up vinyl, like go for it this next time around?
Yeah.
We might even get this album pressed up on vinyl. It's kind of like one of those, we put this release out and then like slowly people were into it. We're like, we should put this on more things.
What's Matt dropping and breaking?
I don't know.
My headphones out of the came out. No, I just won't stay in.
It's out of the corner of my eye. Move. I just saw things falling.
I'm not going to move.
Oh, you got like one of the Paul McCartney type basses.
Yeah, this was like my first choice. I don't know. I love the viola body thing. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, I always loved the Beatles. My grandma was like on the cover of like the Arizona magazine for like when John Lennon passed away. She was like bawling on the cover.
Wow.
You know, like she's a hardcore fan for sure.
And it's documented.
Yeah. And Matt and Paul share a birthday.
Actually, yeah.
Oh, yeah, Matt's birthday
was born on
June
Paul McCartney's
18th.
Birthday,
it's
too.
Amazing.
Yeah.
We were just discussing, everyone knows Paul McCartney, you know, really died. It's Paul McCartney, so you could
be
the reincarnation.
Yeah, I'm the reincarnation of him.
You know.
Yeah. Very interesting. Tucson, Arizona. What can you tell people about Tucson that they may not know?
It is a small oasis in the middle of the desert where everything sucks in the desert except for Tucson, pretty much.
Yeah. So. It's cooler than Phoenix, as in temperature, but also it is actually sick. I like the music scene there better.
It's really cheap.
It's so cheap.
All of the speed limits are 35 miles per hour, no matter where you are, and people drive about 29 miles per hour, no matter where you are.
That's actually very specific information.
Sorry to take a pessimistic role here, but people drive obnoxiously slow.
The Tucson right, when you make a right-hand turn in Tucson, everybody always stops before they make a right. It infuriates me.
There's so many pedestrians there, that's why.
We should have to be left foot.
It's called the Tucson right?
No, I mean, that's what I call it.
I
don't know
say.
If other people call
you
it.
You could start a revolution and try to invent the Tucson left or the Tucson wrong.
Tucson right sounds like some sort of like creepy rite of passage that you have to do
Tucson
before.
Right.
I mean, there are hooded cloaks involved.
Since we're talking about directions, sorry, I've noticed since I moved to Tucson that a lot of left-handed people live there.
Oh, that's interesting.
So it must be like a little creative oasis too, because like everybody at my work is left-handed. It's really odd.
So Tucson, home to many left-handed people.
Yeah.
Biking's great.
You know, it's like the number, it's like he's really obsessed with biking. Look at his fun scab on his arm.
Oh, yeah.
It's like the number, it's like in the top 5, right, of cities to bike in the U.S.?
So. Wow.
It's, yeah, they have a great bike trail.
Awesome. Well, you know what? I think that we actually had an audience member out there. Where did they go? We have a space in our new live room that people can come watch the bands. Actually, I think that they're just working, but do you guys want to see a couple more songs? All right. I'm going to say that let's hear a couple more from you guys.
Thank you.
Yes, from Tucson, Arizona, where many left-handed people live. It is Fox Bodies live here on KEXP Seattle.
I'm left-handed. That's why I said it.
Your braces off, sleep with your
That is Fox Bodies live here on 90.3 KEXP, all the way from Tucson, Arizona, making the trip up here to share your music with all of the listeners out there. Thank you so much for doing so.
Oh my God, thank you so much for having us.
Of course.
This was incredible.
Where can people find your music?
Everywhere.
Everywhere.
It's everywhere. Important to say, too, Fox Bodies has two X's. F-O-X-X-B-O-D-I-E-S.
If you... Yes. If you search just one X, you're just on Google, you're just going to get a bunch of
strange
cars.
Inappropriate images.
A lot of Jamie Foxx and a lot of Mustangs.
If you type in Fox Bodies with two X's, it's nothing but us and Jamie Foxx shirtless.
Yeah. Anyway, we're on YouTube, Spotify,
Amazon,
iTunes,
YouTube,
yeah,
Bandcamp, SoundCloud.
And
literally everywhere.
You can come to our house in Tucson. Uh-huh. We're on Facebook and Instagram and Twitter. Mostly Facebook and Instagram.
We were on Vine.
We were on Vine,
and then they took that from us.
I'm a little sad about, you know, when Instagram just upped their ante with their video, you know, their length of video, then Vine just started dwindling.
It's not that Vine will always live on.
Yeah. Six seconds.
In our hearts.
Yes. Well, I highly encourage checking out Fox Bodies, Fox with two X's. I thought maybe the plural of X is just X. Because there's some examples of that, right? Where it's like
fish. Absolutely.
Ooh, like fish.
It's not fishes.
Yeah, and nobody says triple X's.
Both work, apparently.
But isn't the saying,
I've looked this up before.
You'll be sleeping with the fishes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Fishes.
But is that incorrect? Has that been grammatically incorrect this whole time?
It's some weird thing where like fish as a plural works, but then fishes is like talking about.
Yeah.
It's something like multiple types of fish.
I want to talk to him forever. Can we talk
forever? Yeah, exactly. Octopi is a real thing.
Yeah. Yes. The plural of cul-de-sac is cul-de-sac.
Was it really?
Yes.
Check all the cul-de-sac.
That's actually the best information I've heard in a long time.
I mean, I feel like you don't need to know it unless you're like a pilot. And you're like, look at all the cul-de-sac.
Because now the airlines are offering that as like a tour. Like, and if you look to your right, there's some cul-de-sac.
We need to stop talking.
All right, I guess so. But I'm having way too much fun with you guys. Once again, everybody out there, Fox Bodies, check them out and go see them when they are in a town near you. And it's been a wonderful pleasure having you guys here.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Welcome. That is Fox Bodies here on KEXP Seattle.